that God is wanting to take his body, his church, to where it has never been at to before. And we are saying here at Grace Chapel, not any of us in leadership, I don't care who it is here in the house here, that we do not want to have anything in our lives that will hinder what the move of God is. And so he's going very deep. He's been going very deep in all our hearts. And we, as a body, we want to surrender here at this beginning of this year, the first Sunday this year. We want to go here in Jesus' name. And there's been a special anointing upon Scott and upon Brother Seth here. And I want him to have a prayer. And then I want Brother Ben to say something, have a prayer. And I want Brother Justin to say something, have a prayer. But whatever the Holy Spirit tells you or leads you in, Scott, start it.
God, you told Moses you were going to destroy the people. And he cried out to you, oh God, I cry out for the lukewarm, Lord. God, have mercy, Lord. Lord, depart not from them, but God, bring them to you, Lord. Bring them to you, God. Oh God, oh God, bring a fire in their heart, Lord. Release them, oh God. Release all of us, Lord God, to a heart for you, Lord. Oh God. Oh, respond to your holiness, oh God. We respond to your holiness. Oh, come into this house, oh God. Rain in your fire in this house, oh God. Rain down your fire. Rain down your fire in this house, oh God. Rain down your fire of holiness, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the burning of your presence. Oh, we respond to your holiness, Lord. To your holiness, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Oh, we respond to you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Father. Lord, we guard your holiness. We guard your precious presence, Father God. We play no games, Lord. We need you above all else, Father God, in this house. Ah, Shiamai, Yanamai, 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 Yanamai. Oh, we give it all to you, Father. We lay it down. It's not about us. It's about you. It's about your great mercy, Father God. Lord, as Joseph, you've taken him through the trials and the prisons. But God, it was for the preservation of man. Oh God, it was for the preservation of man. You desire, Lord, not to destroy, but to save. Oh Lord, your great mercy and your great grace, Lord, is extended to us this day. We thank you for that, Lord, and we give you our hearts. We give you our all. We acknowledge your great love and mercy for us, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name.
Father, you're shaking the heavens with the sound of your footsteps coming. God, you didn't say you'd come quietly. You didn't say you'd come in and make your seat nicely on the pew and just let things just go on the same. Lord God, the devil's thought, he had a nice, wimpy bride. He thought he took the bride and he stained her. He thought that he took the bride and brought her down. He thought he took this bride that was going to come into the heavens of heavens on that final day and be glorious. And he thought he muddied her and brought her down and weakened her and distracted her so that when she comes in, she's just all bruised and bleeding and distracted and fallen in love with other lovers. Lord God, he thought that he got her in love with the Babylons and Egypts and the Assyrians of this day, Lord God. But God, you said not. It is not going to happen. Lord God, you've called back your bride. You've called back a bride of fire. You've called back a bride that's going to come into the heaven of heavens on that last day, and she's going to have clothing so white that she's going to awe the world. And they're going to say, where did this bride come from? And you're going to say, look, I brought her out of Egypt. Lord God, you said enough. The devil's tried to ruin your plan enough. And today is the day of reckoning for the devil. Lord God, you've spoken your word, and all heaven's in an earthquake as you're coming, God. You're coming back for a bride that's without spot or wrinkle, a bride that's holy and without blemish, a bride that says, we will not stand the lovers of this world. Come at us with all your gold. Come at us with all your precious rubies and diamonds and emeralds, for they are nothing compared to the living God. We need the living God. And they're going to say, nothing this world can offer. Offer us power. Offer us money. Offer us fame. Offer us the highest new spots. Offer us the highest office in the land. We don't want it. We want God. We want nothing but God. We want nothing but the Savior of our souls. And this church is going to be a bride. It's going to be a holy bride. We say nothing else. We say nothing else but the living God. And the devil is going to lose out. Oh, he's blundered. Oh, he's blundered big time. He dropped the ball. He failed. He failed miserably. And God's coming back. Oh, God, do it. God, do what you said. Do what you said, God. Enough is enough. We want you, God. We want nothing but you. We want nothing but you. God, we want nothing but you.
Hallelujah. Come on, this isn't one-sided church. You start speaking out in the Spirit right now. You go ahead and join up with this time of prayer. You speak in that language that the Spirit gives you, and if you don't know anything about it, you just go ahead and just say whatever's coming in through your Spirit right now, just like we heard last week or a couple weeks ago. We're just in the flow. Yes, O Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus, you have a plan. You have a purpose. God, we know. And Lord, every part of our flesh is wanting to fight against your plan. But Lord, as you've made it clear, God, as you've made it clear, there comes a point where you move, and if you're not in the movement, you're left behind. And God, I just thank you right now, as we have heard, Lord Jesus, the heart, the fire would begin, Lord, in the hearts of all these people, Lord Jesus, of the people of this nation, the people of this house, the people of this community, Lord Jesus. And the fire would burn, and we would be hungry. We would search the Word. We would sit in your presence. We wouldn't look to and fro for the right formula or this sermon or that step to get to where I need to be, but we would dive into the Word, that we would dive into prayer, and that we, Lord God, would see the results of your Spirit, being led by your Holy Spirit, not falling after man's agenda, not falling after what looks good or what tastes or sounds good, but Jesus, that we would sense the difference between what is false and may be tickled with a little truth and what is true and true from the Word of God. For you said, Lord Jesus, you said you did not come, Lord Jesus, to take away like a thief, but to give life, a life more abundant. And we don't need to worry about what you are putting us to, because there is provision for everything. Every start, every thing that we would obey, Lord God, there is a provision for. And Lord, it's so strong in my heart right now. Lord, when we are going to pray, we need to know that we pray, Lord, with the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And you say, whatever you loose in heaven, Lord, whatever you loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And so, Lord, let this be a year where we see the words go into immediate action, and where we see the things that we've been praying for, as we heard earlier, Lord, that we would see the fruit of the prayers of the people of God, effectual, a fervent prayer, Lord Jesus, and we will see availeth much. Lord, there's too many times where we have sat aside and let other people do for us what we should have been doing in your presence. God, I don't want to be an observer. I don't want to be someone who's just watching from a sideline. I want to be a part of what you're doing, Lord. And let us all do this together, Lord God, like a wave coming through this body right here. Let it waken up our spirit. Let it waken up our soul. And that we would be looking to you, Lord God. Not looking to man, not looking to government, not looking to policy or books, but God, look to your word, look to your spirit, and look no farther than just being in your presence, Father. I thank you, Jesus, that as you separate, Lord God, the spirit from the flesh with your two-edged sword, in one side you bring down the flesh, and in the other side you bring up what's in the spirit, and you build up this people. Lord, let there be growth beyond anything we've ever imagined. And not just in numbers, Lord God, but I'm talking about growth, depth, and maturity in Jesus' name. And that we would sense that growth and that change, and we would not be hindered by what other people may be saying, but God, we would focus on you and follow after your Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're here, you better start be considering about coming to know him. I'm not talking about acknowledging him. I'm not talking about, well, I know that, you know, God, because I grew up in a Christian family. If you are not intimate with Jesus, you need to get intimate with him. I really believe you need to be intimate with him. The Lord is really looking, I believe, to hone us in of really understanding, having a sovereign reverence of the fear of the Lord. You know, Noah, he was preaching about what God said, and people ridiculed him. They mocked him. He was building according to that, and there came a time when God did shut the door. And you know, I just believe as we heard the word of the Lord, that was the word of the Lord. That was the word of the Lord. And I just really want to encourage each and every one of us, if maybe you felt a little stale in your walk with God, that you really need to consider recommitting your walk before him. In light of the word, and I know, Pastor Mel, if this is okay, Tuesday nights, we've been talking about ascending in fellowship. We're just going to really, again, commit our Tuesday nights of corporate prayer. Corporate prayer. If you consider yourself really being a part of this house, I want to encourage you to come on out to corporate prayer. And it's going to be, there'll be times of prayer. Of course, you know, praying for personal needs, but that will not be the preeminence of corporate prayer. Corporate prayer, we're going to begin to pray for what God has just spoken, praying for the work of this house, praying for just the renewal as a body together. And I want to encourage you to come on out to corporate prayer. The word of the Lord said, and we heard it again, Jesus says, my house shall be house of prayer. And so in this new year, there's no better way to make sure that we are positioning ourselves as a body before the throne room of God and before the mercy seat of God to say, Lord, have your way. Father, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus as we heard the word and as many prayers have been prayed already. Father God, we just confess we're not here to carry our yesterdays with us, Lord. Lord, I just sense by the Spirit of God that, Lord, that you are rebuking this spirit, Lord God, of comfort, God, this spirit of convenience. And you're wanting to give the strength of the Spirit of God to those who are willing to immediately obey at your beckoning call. Father, regardless of age, whether you're old, whether you're young, thank God there's no Holy Spirit junior or senior. But the Lord is really looking, if your heart is willing to say, Lord, I have so much have relied upon you to work according to my convenience. But Lord, you are my Lord. So God, I want to work according to your convenience. I want to work according to your timing. And so Father, right now we just pray, Lord, for this house. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have carried Grace Chapel through many tremendous times of your moving, Lord, mountaintop times and valley times. But Lord, I pray, God, that you would really renew a fresh strength and vigor. Lord God, not to just come with our opinions and our knowledge or our understanding, but Lord, we come as a body to partake again from the tree of life and from the tree of your Spirit and the tree of your Word, Lord. So, Father God, that we might become trees of righteousness, again growing. Father, where your Word says, and your leaf shall not wither, but that we would be a trees planted by the streams. As the Word, Lord, was mentioned about two streams, God, may we be in the stream of the righteous in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just come, Lord God, not second guessing, not adding on or taking away from what we just heard this morning in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we just come as a body saying yes and amen. Father God, we pray, have your way. But Lord, we know that God, that you are, your ways are beyond what we can think or imagine. And Father God, we just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would provoke even hearts here. Father God, that you would prick the heart, Lord, those who don't know you, those who said, Father God, well, my parents or my family, and have based their salvation on the coattails of family confession or family belief. Whatever. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would draw each and every person, Father, to you in Jesus' name. Father God, the same way that you have drawn Jacob, Lord, he said, it's not enough that I'm going to serve the God of my grandfather Abraham. It's not enough that I serve the God of my father Isaac. Lord, I'm going to wrestle with you even in the night and lay hold because you are my God. Father, I pray that same spirit, Lord, upon even people here. I pray for those who are coming into this house. I pray for the harvest in the name of Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that surely this shall be a year, God, of baptisms in the Spirit, baptisms by water. Father God, we thank you that, Lord, all of this, not because it's not a religious ritual, but, Lord God, because you're looking to build a house and a temple, Father, fitly built and put together. Lord, that the indwelling of the Spirit of the living God can have preeminence and a place to dwell. Father, we declare it and we receive it and we believe it and we say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. Fear, Lord God, has no place, Lord, in this house, in Jesus' name. You said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but I've given you power, I've given you love, and I've given you the soundness of mind. Lord, I speak, God, a restoration of soundness of mind in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, even in this house, of those even who are higher in age, Lord God, I pray like the spirit of Moses, Father God, where their thoughts would not leave them in the name of Jesus. Lord, that sight would not go from them in the name of Jesus. That hearing would not go in the name of Jesus. That God, even doctors shall come in this place and say, it is so unlikely for you to be in this state of being. But they shall know that because of the presence of a healer and of a living God, that when the presence of the God is in the midst, everything comes into alignment. Everything is restored. Every cause that death could try to bring or decay has to cease in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray that into this place, Lord, that all who would come, Lord, it would be like the hospital that was spoken, that people would come, Lord God, not just to be taken care of, Lord, in their state, but to come into a new place, hallelujah, Lord God, of renewed strength, and that they shall surely leave this place, Lord, different than how they came in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, Lord, we just declare and prophesy, Lord, from the young children to the elderly, Lord, in this house, in Jesus' name. Lord, we embrace what you're going to do. And Father God, we're not, Lord, here to try to carry on our experiences from the past and try to apply it to this. Oh, no, no, no. Father, we thank you. You're doing a new thing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Just stay up here, Seth. Seth, just stay up here. Just stay up here. Hallelujah. Dad, I just want you, if you want to say something, but I want you to have a prayer too. Whatever's on your heart.
The Lord is good to have revealed himself to us at this service today. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for not passing us by. Thank you, Lord, for having your hand upon us. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of the Lord that leads us to repentance. And thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
So what happens from a kind of service like this? We have a couple tendencies to do. Number one, it must be our own searching, deep searching of our individual hearts. That it has to start there. And not to pass any judgment on anybody else. We must operate out of that pure love. We say, boy, I wish this person, yeah, we all wish this place would be packed, you know, but what God is really speaking to my heart, if we hear each one of us take this personally, you're going to be amazed at what happens to people that weren't here. Your family, I mean, there's a lot that's been going on here. And we're going to print that out that so that you can have it and you can get it. I mean, we'll give you that. Anybody wants to hear that again on the website, but it's there. You just punch up on YouTube. You just punch up Ken Christmas, a 2018 prophecy. And it's right there on YouTube. It comes right up on YouTube for you to listen to. But I just want to... Seth, what do you feel here? Seth is leaving this afternoon or tomorrow morning, and he's going back to college. And what do you sense of this happening and where God's going and what you're excited about moving into?
So I'm going to start a little bit with my own personal life and then move into what's going on now. As I've been preparing for this season, the Lord's been showing me, and he shows several people, a little bit of that God has been preparing me for the time that I'm going into. And the time that I'm going into is now God bringing me and is beginning to enter me into the destiny that he's called me to walk in. And I think the same is what's going on across the church as a whole. This past weekend, Dad and I went to a conference held by Global Awakening, and the one person that's opened it up, his name is Bob Hazlett, and he said the Lord has spoken a word over 2018, and the word that he gave was the exact same word that we opened our service with, that there is that the former things have been done, remember them no more, but now God does a new thing. It's the exact same word. And Pastor Mill, you had a vision many years ago of a race car plowing into this place, and just like there's the whole building was shaken and everything was just shaken up, and you're trying to prop it up, and you're like, God, what's going on? I think God has sent a race car into our midst. What's not of him is coming down. It will come down. There's not maybe. Maybe it will come down. It will. God is doing a new thing. He's moving us into a new season. He's been preparing us. He's put a lot of us sometimes in the closet and locked the door and said, you're not coming out until you've prayed this through. And I've worked in you what I intend to work in you. And he's put you in that spot, in that closet, and he's put you out of sight and out of mind, and people have just forgotten about you, so to speak. But he's done it because he has a work to do. And now he's bringing you out of the closet. You know, the world says, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Well, the world has not seen coming out like it's going to see when the church comes out of the closet. Because they have all these people coming out. But God's coming out with his people. And he says, you've been prepared for this time. I've put you through the fire. I've put you through the kiln. I've put you through the potter's wheel and the molding and the shaping and the watering and the softening. I've put you in that closet and hidden you until you grew up. And there's even a scripture that the Lord just showed me, this I remembered, that when he talks to Israel, he says, I found you in the wilderness, a babe, laying wounded, naked, bruised, and I've hidden you, and you grew up and became beautiful. And then I put robes on you. And then I dressed you. But then interestingly, it says, right after that it says, but then you loved other lovers. And you sold what I gave you. and you gave it away, and you slept with the lovers of this world and abandoned your first love. And I think what we've been hearing today is God is saying enough is enough. I'm going to slay the lovers of the world. Those that you've been going to and selling yourself. You've been giving the gifts that I've given you and giving them away to get the riches and the fame and all the wonderful things the world has to offer. But I'm slaying the gods and the idols and the lovers of this world and stripping you of everything that they've put on you. And now I'm calling you back. God never intended just to get us saved and have us live good moral lives. Christ is the second Adam. He's called us back into that intimate fellowship. God says, I want my bride. And she will not love any other but me. And that's what it's calling us to. That's what we're hearing today. It's a return to our first love. It's a new thing. Sometimes we try to go back and we try to say, can't we just rekindle the love that we had before this? No, you can't. You can't go back. There is no going back. There's only going forward. And God says, I'm going to take all the things that have happened, all the things, I'm going to wash my bride. I'm going to wash you up. I'm going to bring you out. And this season is a season of coming out of the church and the bride and each person coming out and saying, you know, this is what God's making me. God's going to start bringing out of his closet and saying, look at the diamond that I just produced. Look at this gemstone I've just produced. Look at this son. Look at this daughter. And he's going to start bringing them up one woman, and the world's going to be like, what just happened? We thought we put the lid on this, so to speak. They haven't.
Amen. So, what are you going to be going to? You're in your third year. And so this, do you have another year or two yet?
I have this semester, and then I have my senior year.
What is your desire?
So, my vision, the Lord has gave to me this many years ago, but I think he's shaping it, and that is to see the mission field of government reached. And it's not in the traditional sense that we go in and evangelize. It's the sense that there is a spiritual war that is played out in the natural realm. And so we need people who are sensitive to the Spirit of God making decisions for this country and influencing other nations. And so in doing so, it's actually a missions work in that you're opening up the nations through a natural means to be places where the gospel can thrive and go. And there's a lot of nations out there that have done everything they can to shut down the gospel. There's a lot of people in our government that are doing everything they can to make sure that evil triumphs. But it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and that starts with the leaders. And if the leaders rebel against God, the nation will follow. But sometimes God has to reverse it and raise up new leaders from the people because the leaders have rebelled. And so I don't know where God's going to take me, but I know God's placed his vision in my heart, and I hope to be able to equip people, to train them, to guide them and lead them into changing this nation and turning it forward into what God has for us instead of going backward and regressing into destruction and chaos.
Okay, now what I have observed in God said, I'm going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and children to the fathers. Scott and Seth, your lives, you're going to take every one of us to this convention. This is a prophetic declaration for what God said he's going to do in the last days. And we have observed your life. Scott, we've known you before you married the beautiful wife of yours. Scott, I want to say thank you for having a total passion for God.
Dad, he's a harvest. This what's standing before us is a harvest of the seed you've been sowing to see lives and families transformed by God's power. And that we do celebrate. And I felt we must do a declaration here. I want, Scott, I want you to bless your son, Seth, as he goes back. Mama and brother, come on up here. You're part of the family too, you know, that you stay in here. But I just felt that Scott needs to pray with us, okay, with us. And I would like anybody who wants to come up and just join here and as Scott just blesses Seth as he goes back to school to accomplish whatever the Holy Ghost. You know, this is a thing that is amazing to me. They were birthed here in this church, basically. You know, Terry, this is just incredible. But so Seth, why don't you just stand here in this setting here? Yeah, and just turn around this way, and I just have the folks stand around, and I just want Mom and Dad, but Dad first of all, then Mom, just to pronounce a blessing on Son here today, if you would, and we just want to agree with this whole thing happening here in Jesus' name.
First of all, I want you all to see how I'm standing here with my son, and I love him very much. I want you to see that's the father heart of God looking at you. And he loves you very much. That he will go to the ends of the world to preserve you and protect you and bless you. Know that is God the Father in heaven, his love and compassion for you. God is a God of preservation, a God of redemption. And he can and will redeem any depth of dirt, sin, and anything from your heart and your life. All you have to do is just give it to him. Run to him. Don't run away. Run to him because he is a loving father. So, Father, I pronounce the blessing as he rises up and sits down, as he goes out and comes in, that your eternal presence would rest upon him. That the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge would rest upon him. That you would raise him up above his peers, that they would see that this is a man of genuineness, that this is a man of integrity, this is a man of fortitude. He may not be perfect in all things, but his heart is pure. And his intentions are to love you and serve you. So we thank you for your angels round about of protection and blessing. We thank you for walking in his steps, going before him, going with him, and going after him. For you have a purpose for each one in this house. You have a purpose for Seth. We thank you, Father God, that our lives are not lives to be entertained. Our lives are not lives to bystand. You have a calling and a purpose for each person in this house. It is no mistake that everyone is here today. It is by your grace and your mercy and your calling, Lord. So I call forth your presence. I call forth your image upon Seth. I call forth your purpose and your image upon each one here today. Lord, erase and cast off the image that has been implanted in each one of us that the enemy has given us. Lord, we want the image that you have created in us. So restart and refire, Lord, each one here today. In Jesus' name. Seth is a carrier of your presence. He's a carrier of you, Lord, wherever he goes. We thank you for your presence and your anointing upon him. In Jesus' name.
Son, I want you to know that though it breaks my heart to give you away, I give you back to God, and I release you to fulfill the destiny that God has created you for. Father God, I just pray that you will take my son now and that you will purpose in him all that you have created him to be. We release him to become the man that you have created him to be apart from us. We have done what you have called us to do. We ask you to protect him, to guide him, to provide for him, to set your angels and a bloodline round about him, Lord. And may the atmosphere where he goes be changed because you are there. We pray that you will make divine connections in that place for him. And Father God, that you will set his feet on the path. You indeed this day, my son, will walk in the destiny that I have called you into. For I have created you for this time, and I have purposed in you my life, that you may go forth and change that which I have given you to change. I will put words in your mouth. I will put ideas in your heart. And I will give you those divine connections to accomplish that which I have called you to do. And I am putting my spirit in you today in a new way. And I pray, Lord, that he would never release himself from your spirit, but that you will continue to give him divine revelation, and that you indeed will be his best friend until the day he dies. And Father, that instead of the place where you have placed him at college influencing him, let him influence them to be open to your spirit. And Father, as his steps proceed from that place to where you have called him even this week, that he will bring your spirit into that place, and that you will fill that place with your spirit as you have so prophesied through other prophets, Lord. That he will be one of the instruments that you use to bring your Holy Spirit into that house. And we thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, because it's nothing that we have done. We have tried to be obedient, and surely we have failed in some areas, but you have blessed. And we give you praise, and we thank you for that, Lord. And you have provided. Father, there is no way that we could have paid for this ourselves. You have provided, Lord, and we give you praise and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Scott and Terry, I feel Josh needs to do something.
You want to bless brother? Yeah. You want to pray for brother? Bless brother.
Okay, if he doesn't look at that song, you can pray for him. Yeah. Go ahead, just pray a blessing. One second. Say bless out, Jesus.
We know you. Okay, it's okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay. You're doing good. Okay. Okay. Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I just really felt, just want to encourage, I felt in my spirit as we were praying for you, that the education of things that God has allowed you to sit under, let not those things override the passion he's placed within your spirit, but rather let them supplement and let them be an aid to the passion that's within your heart. And the passion will carry you. There'll be times where it's almost going to be challenged. Challenged, not necessarily by other people who question, you know, what you think, whatever, but challenged by almost like, should I put my hand to open my own door, or shall I allow the hand of the Lord to open and shut my doors? And as you continue to posture yourself, relying upon the Spirit of God, as you've seen thus far, you have seen nothing yet. But the Lord is going to cause the passion within your heart to grow, to deepen, and everything that you'll be exposed to will begin to be a supplement to the passion. But don't let the passion die. Don't sell your passion for the prospects of glitz or glamour. Don't let the passion die. And you'll begin to see that, because it's a God-given passion. It's a passion that can be cultivated only in the place of prayer. Continue to be very familiar in the secret place. Very familiar. Make time. I just see at times you're going to be waking up early in the morning. Making time in the secret place. Very early. Because there's a passion that God has, there's a measure of a passion that God is called to even bring to a greater measure. But protect the measure, feed the passion, allow the things to supplement your passion, because it's a God passion. It's a passion of the Spirit and the ways of God to infiltrate. In Jesus' name.
Higher than the wisdom of God, son. We have given you all that we can give you, but God can give you so much more. Never let go of that.
Seth, I just felt like a confirmation of what Justin said as we were praying. What came to me is greatness in the kingdom of God is not established through giftings or callings, it's servanthood. It says if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, to learn to be the servant of all. And humble servanthood is what's going to open doors that no man can open and close doors that no man can close. Yeah. As you continue to walk with humble servanthood. And a true servant is not debased because he walks knowing he is the head and not the tail. He knows his position is not established on this earth but in the heavenlies. Where there is where the greatness is found. Keep your treasures in the places above. And just walk as a humble servant. It is an unfamiliar thing in the halls of power to find true servanthood. And I believe that's going to be the key to what God wants to do through you. Because you are going to shine like a bright jewel. A man who is willing to serve and know that he is greater through that which is in him.
Well, there was a lot said today. A lot prayed about. But what the Lord is ribbing on my heart this morning, that the Lord showed me this morning by my brother here this morning. This brother this morning did not say much, but this brother walked out Matthew 5 this morning, the first four verses. And we look at this, you know, why? This man has paid a price. And the biggest price he paid is giving up his own will. That is where God has him, because he chose to give up his will. What he said, the few things he said, they came without him. They're in him. So thank you, Scott, for showing us that living example.
Amen. Amen.
God is blessing you because he knows your heart. You didn't say much. When you fell on the floor there, I just said, there's my brother Isaiah in the book of the prophets. That's what God wants to do to us. That's the best place to put us. Then he can start using us.
Amen. Amen.
Can I pray for him?
Yes. Naomi, is that okay? Scott and Terry, is that okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
I mean, she wants to pray for him. Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Father, I thank you for all the things that you do that we don't even recognize.
Yes.
Yes. And Lord, things that you have done to me that could be used for someone else. And I thank you, God, from the bottom of my heart. And this little boy, please don't let him be the same as he is now. Lord, I pray that because you can do anything, anything, and he can have healing.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to say this service today has been like what I grew up in my home church in Colorado. Brother Kent prophesying and everything that's happened was like what I grew up in. And I see it even like the word came forth, it's going to be even greater. And Brother Justin, when you said about the doctors coming in, the doctor, our family doctor, drove by here and he saw a lot of cars. And he came in not realizing we had school going on. but there was nobody in the sanctuary, and he came in and he prayed. And this summer I looked out as I was leaving, and I saw a car out back, and he was sitting on the by the pavilion reading and meditating. And he's opened up to Pastor Mel, and he's Pastor Luke's doctor, and he loves Pastor Luke. And this morning when I walked past Dad, I just sensed a powerful anointing. It was such a beautiful spirit and anointing. And I know my father-in-law is a man of God, and God's done powerful things in his life in the past, but he's seen, and he's seen what God has, the fruits of his labor. And there was just such an anointing as I passed by him this morning. And I just know that God has ordained this day to happen the way it did. And I'm so grateful.
I've been seeing a gear shift today. And there's some shifting that's going on. There's some repositioning of maybe positions or places. And it feels uncomfortable because there's a shifting. And we don't want to move from that place. But unless the gear shifting happens, we can't go forward. God wants to move things forward at a quicker speed. But as he's shifting, his hand's not coming off that gear shift. He is not plucking that gear shift out and throwing it away. That gear shift is right in there and right responding with the transmission, which is responding with the engine, which is moving that car forward. So I just want to put that out. I see that gear shifting going on, and it's God that's moving the shifting, and we can be comfortable with that.
Yes. Yeah, when I had that revelation about the race car, that's basically, and it's happening. It's happening. It was a vision. A guy came with his race car, backed it off, and just floored into the front of the church here. And we had to prop up. We had to prop up the entranceway for people to come in and out for the service. And I said, God, that's crazy. I must have had eat some pizza or something. You know, what did that mean? And the Lord said, get ready. I am changing the structure of things. Okay? Okay? We're just following what God is doing. And he said, number two, what I am going to do, I'm going to do quickly. Amen. So go forth in Jesus' name and just be available.